Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I've said this. I cannot wait to see Nico Collins return, and hopefully the signs are showing that he will return Monday night. As he returned to practice last Friday, it was a game-time decision. They decided not to roll with him in the game on Sunday, and truly, they could have won the game without him. But obviously, when he left, he was the best, or at least the most productive receiver in football. And as I said earlier, funny, he is still in the top 20 in receiving yards right now, and he's not played in 5 weeks. He is still in the top 20 at 18 in receiving yards in the league right now. And the thought is, yes, clearly, and D'Amico said it, you've said it, Clint, when you have a Nico Collins out there, clearly he is going to make life easier for a lot of people. The quarterback, the play caller, the offensive line, everybody. He's going to make life easier. But the nerves to me, Clint, and nerves I think for Texans fans potentially is, what if D'Amico, or what if Nico Collins returning, Clint, doesn't cause a huge change in this offense?
No, God!
What if him returning isn't a deal of like, oh, wow, the flip has been switched in this offense? That was the missing ingredient and missing piece. Like, we saw when Joe Mixon returned, like, the running game completely looked different, right? And we could see that. And I think what many people have been holding on, I have too, is like, all right, let's see what it looks like when Nico gets back. Let's see what it looks like when there is Nico and there is Joe and there is Tank. Because, hell, Nico and Joe ain't played a lot of games together. Let's see what it's like when they have all their weapons. And I just kind of start looking, and I'm like, he played 4 full games this season. Texans offense averaged 19.7 a game. They played 5 full games without him. They've averaged 24.4 a game without him.
Yeah.
Which not to say that, oh, their offense is better without him. No, hell, they had scored a second half touchdown, in 4 weeks. But that is the wonder, Clint, is how big of an impact does he make, and how much does he fix? How much does he cover? How much does he mask when he returns? And boy, if we get in here and Clinton, if we see similar struggles, that's going to be really disheartening, I think, for the Texans.
Well, it'll be really disheartening for multiple reasons, just because we talked about it yesterday. Like, I don't know why. I can't explain it. I mean, Nico's a great player, don't get me wrong. But, like, it's until this week, like the screen game and the quick game that Nico excelled at was had just disappeared because he got hurt. Like, there wasn't even anybody else involved, right? The big play over the top, the post that we've seen a handful of times over the top of a safety that's got his eyes in the backfield. Like, I mean, you don't have it, Nico, but Tank can run those routes. Like, all that stuff has just completely disappeared. Now, you can't protect the quarterback to get the receiver down the field long enough to do that, for whatever reason. But where I'm going with all that is like, the main reason that it would shock the hell out of me is not because Nico's so good, but it's because Bobby Slowick is so much better and C.J. Stroud is so much better when Nico's on the field. Like, it just completely changes the way, again, with the exception of this week, I thought Bobby Slowick did a hell of a job, but for whatever reason, they were hesitant without Nico to go back to some of that quick stuff, some of the screen game stuff, and the shots, the deep plays are still gone. So, I would be shocked if it didn't solve a lot of the problems. I don't think it's going to make you any better against the better football teams in the league. Like, I don't think Nico is going to just go out there
and
all of a sudden this offense is not going to be able to be suffocated. No, I don't.
Because that's where I was going with next is, because even, like, it's been 5 weeks. This is even a different offense that it was when he left. right? C.J. Stroud, to me, is a different quarterback. And hopefully he gets back to where he was.
Yeah,
but he,
yeah,
like, this was a C.J. that wasn't missing throws, yeah, like that, or whose footwork was off and skittish in the pocket. And we understand the reasons why when you get hit like he has been. But this isn't a C.J. that he played with. And this is going to be more like last year, Clint. There's no Steph Diggs out there. And I would imagine teams are going to be more aggressive in how they cover him and how they try to potentially take that away from him. So I do wonder how this offense now functions when you get him back with no Diggs, and how this offensive line is clearly a problem still, and how CJ has played of late. I am curious to see what that looks like.
Yeah, I think it looks significantly better. The ripple effect that he has on the quarterback and the play caller, I think, is unbelievable. Along with what we just watched on Sunday Night Football, where it was, I know a lot of people don't like it, but it was significantly better than what we had watched. You know, just, you're still going to have the same handcuffs as you cannot protect the mid-range game. Like, you can't call a pass play. I mean, you have to throughout a game, but you want to minimize. How often you literally want to limit the number of mid-range pass games that you call, right? I mean, the go route with the 18-yard dig behind it, where your quarterback needs to get deep in his drop and push up in the pocket and one hitch and boom, lay the ball in the void underneath the safety and over the linebackers. Like, that stuff's, like, you can't do it. Like, Nico's not going to come back and all of a sudden you're able to do those things, right? Nico's not going to come back and all of a sudden you're able to protect long enough for C.J. Stroud to take some of those shots down the field. And those problems are going to exist until the offensive line figures it out. I do think that C.J. Stroud and Bobby Slowick both did a much better job this week, which you saw the results. It protected the offensive line. It kept the offensive line from just getting absolutely shredded. It allowed the offense to feature a guy like Tank Dell multiple times. It allowed the offense to feature a guy like Dalton Schultz. It allowed the offense a chance to feature the screen game, particularly with Joe Mixon, which he had two catches, I think, for 40-some-odd yards, right, with a big, long screen that he caught.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.